For the first time, there's a full-length biography of the man who broke baseball's color barrier. That's just one of the reasons commentator Gerald Early has been thinking about Jackie Robinson.
As we near 1997 and the 50th anniversary of the integration of Major League Baseball, there has been a mounting interest in the life and career of Jackie Robinson. First, Ken Burns' mammoth documentary on baseball was framed around Jackie Robinson. As Burns himself made clear to me, he saw the story of baseball as the story of race in America, and he saw Jackie Robinson as the hero of the tale. Most critics consider the episode that dealt with the Brooklyn Dodgers star to be the most compelling and passionately rendered of the series. Second, two major Robinson books have appeared. The Echo Press has republished I Never Had It Made, the last and best of Robinson's autobiographies, completed shortly before his death in 1972. And Simon & Schuster has published the first full-length biography of Robinson, Great Time Coming, The Life of Jackie Robinson from Baseball to Birmingham by David Faulkner. Jules Tigel's Baseball's Great Experiment, Jackie Robinson and His Legacy, probably the best book on Robinson before Faulkner's, covered only Robinson's professional playing career. Faulkner's fine biography looks not only at the baseball career, but at the troubled and frustrating years of Robinson after baseball, his struggle in trying to find a place for himself as a prominent and politically committed black man in the turbulent America of the 1950s and 1960s. Robinson's impact on our culture extends far beyond his professional baseball career. In thinking about the last few years of Robinson's life, one is struck by how much he resembles a hero from Greek tragedy. Blinded and made nearly immobile by diabetes, foundering politically between Republican conservatism and civil rights activism, distressingly estranged from his eldest son, Jackie Jr., Robinson seems so much like the lion in Winter, the flawed, dying, mythic giant of American culture. Pride and rage had kept him alive and made him great. And now that pride and rage, scorned by both the militants and the establishment, would kill him. Only a few great African-American sports heroes have had the same impact on American social and cultural history as Robinson. Probably only Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali, both of whom, like Robinson, transcended their sport. When Jackie Robinson broke in, my grandfather told all his children, a black man's coming into baseball. It was a time of rejoicing in that house and many others like it. Whenever my grandfather talked to me about baseball, which he did on a number of occasions as he was a rabid fan, he almost always, in some way or another, mentioned Jackie Robinson. I think it was because Robinson represented a vigorous and gallant expression of black manhood. He was a strong man, my grandfather said. Robinson was driven by a great competitive urge which made him a legendary high school and college athlete in California. But he was also driven by a sensitivity and pride that manifested itself almost purely as contained rage. This served him well in his days as a baseball player. Even in the early days of the Great Experiment, when Dodger general manager Branch Rickey had Robinson turn the other cheek to taunts and abuse from opposing players and fans, the anger burning inside him was apparent to all and gave him a transcendent dignity. But the rage served him less well in his life outside sports. He never had the finesse to succeed in the raging political waters of the 1950s and 1960s when he was active in the civil rights struggle. But Robinson was that rare person in our age who took on the symbolic burden of his people and never let it fall. Like a bowed, wretchedly aged, but unbroken monarch, Robinson was the true American hero of the American century.
Gerald Early teaches at Washington University in St. Louis. His latest collection of essays, The Culture of Bruising, recently won a National Book Critics Circle Award. I'm Terry Gross.